He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our man. That's my Bush. We'll
Say, that's a nice bike.
Let's bike with pain. another forearm. Brutus has got him in the corner. David doesn't know where he's at. He's hurting right now. The crowd's chanting. David reverses it and shoots Brutus in and catches Beefcake with a big back body drop. Drop by David Sammartino on Brutus Beefcake. Both men are down in the center of the ring. And who's going to get up first, Gino?
Sammartino, yo. Brutus came in and caught a big one right in the lower shoulder plex. Sammartino now hammering away. Both men are hammering away at each other. No one with a decisive advantage. And now, wow.
Big
what
right
an
hand.
Uppercut.
Big right hand by David Sammartino.
Look at the look on his face.
The Beefcake is on rubber leg street right now, Gino.
Brutus Beefcake now with an arm whip. Comes off the rope, Sammartino with a boot right underneath the solar plexus and a big knee. Look at Brudai reeling here, doesn't know exactly where he is. Sammartino looking for a suplex here. Can he get him up?
Yes, he did. And he got him over.
Well executed.
I didn't think he could do it, but
down
he surprised
for the cover.
Me.
Two count, no. Kick out the back door.
I didn't think David had it in him to cinch that one up on Brutus, and Brutus caught him with a headbutt to the midsection.
David Sammartino now thrown outside the ring through the second and third rope to the hard. Look out!
Unless it's Johnny's
got Johnny Valiant picks him up. Here comes Fuller.
Body slam on the cement.
Bruno Sammartino rams Luscious John into the ring. Here comes Dan. On the warp. Look out! Pearl Harbor from behind by Brutus Beefcake. Double team effort now. Sammartino, there's Son David.
And the Sammartinos look like they're cleaning up on him.
Pandemonium.
Boom, and Bruno caught him with a big foot. A big right hand.
And Luscious John bailing out over the top rope. Bell is already rung. Holy mackerel, talk about pandemonium breaking loose. Look at Dave, look at Bruno Sammartino. He wants him back in the ring. No way, shape, or form are these two guys going to go back in there, Jess.
Unbelievable how it exploded. Father Bruno comes down to second his son, and
he's begging
wrestling.
He's begging him to come back in. Let's go up to our ring announcer.
Referee has disqualified both teams and rules this match a double disqualification.
Opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeographed copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh boy wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall. And I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, boy wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
Play games, pendejo?
You're a red-ass Mexican greaser. You do it with your horse. Mexican greaser!
Come here, you little white chicken.
Greaser, come on, Greaser, cut me there.
Hey, knock it off.
Behind the horse.
Knock it off. That's it. Hey,
cut me there, Mexican. Cut me there, Mexican. Come on.
Hey, knock it off. You know better, Chavez.
Navajo.
Enough.
The magnificent Morocco.
Look at these wonderful people that I have found. You're looking at the highest tower. Get rid of these chairs, man. Let's take care of the chairs. Get rid of the chairs. I want you to take a look at these folks here. You're looking at Mr. Magnificent Morocco, the finest wrestler ever to come by. You're looking at Ace, Mr. Fuji, obviously friends they are. Obviously friends we are. What a pleasure! What a pleasure!
What a pleasure! Yes, you know, with all this talent and nobody can get a match, you know they just upped the jackpot on Mr. Blunderful for $50,000, and he doesn't run or wrestle any one of us. And not a one of us. Ricky Steamboat's looking for a place to hang out.
There's not one of us at any
given moment that could not beat Hulk Hogan, including Mr. Bojangles and Mr. Magnificent from a...
How about the guy that likes silver things, shiny things, the guy with the other belt, Chico Burrito?
Olé! Olé!
We should... Olé. If there would be somebody out there that wants to wrestle talent, that wants to meet greatness. Miss Ace, you look wonderful in a hat. Mr. Fuji, you look very country western. This is a wonderful time. Probably the finest program I've ever been on. I just caught your special. It was terrific. I enjoyed it. Patti LaBelle. Oh,
yeah, did you see me?
Rock and roll. Oh,
you are looking at something that you could never be. And you want to know why you folks boo at us sometimes? It's because it's quite obvious you could never be something as magnificent as we are. So I don't blame you, President. Mwah! Toodaloo!
Out on the street for a living. Pictures only begun. Got you under their thumb.
Yeah. to succeed in stealing the gold symbolizing Germany's power, it is necessary to rape 6 guardian virgins. And then the beast must climb the rock on which the gold stands.
We'll be right back. Now let's kill that fucking band. I can do that.
Bundy, and the dream of my life is to become a polka dot. So here's a little cheer that I wrote myself. P-O-K-E, Pokai! Yay!
Very good, but it's P-O-L-K, Pokai. You know, after President James K. Polk. What do you think, Miss Mount?
I like her. I like her a lot.
Welcome to hell.
Great to meet you, Warden. Yeah. So, I'll tell them my two favorite assholes.
Well, we got them two rat fucks back up in there. I guess you want to see them.
Why not?
No. I seen you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went and read your goddamn book. I'm impressed.
Oh.
Surprise Hollywood ain't found you yet.
Oh.
Your story make a lot better movie than that Serpico shit. I'll tell you something, Scagnetti. In all of my days in the penal business, and that ain't no small amount of days, right, boys?
Oh,
nope.
No. Ricky and Mallory Knox are without doubt the most twisted, depraved pair of shit fucks it has ever been my displeasure to lay my goddamn eyes on. I'm telling you, these two motherfuckers are a walking reminder of just how fucked up this system really is.
Don't get me started, okay, Warden? Don't get me started.
Dwight. You call me Dwight.
They killed a shitload of inmates and guards.
Three inmates, five guards, one shrink all in 1 year's time. Open that goddamn gate.
Yes, sir. Psychiatrist?
Yeah, Mickey's better half. Miss Mallory strangled his ass when he made the dumbass mistake of asking what her parents liked. She done it all shot up on tranquilizers, too. Hey, Mom Green. Ain't that the truth? Listen, I got other big lies. Love makes the world go round. Hey, how's a fellow like you get to be a specialist in psychos anyway?
Well, actually, Dwight, I'd recommend having your mother killed by one. After that happened, I developed a rather keen interest in the subject, you know?
What happened?
Well, I was born. I spent the first part of my life in Texas.
Oh, that's funny. You don't have an accent.
I don't want to talk like those assholes.
You know, my mother was from Texas.
I meant those other assholes. The ones who used to beat the shit out of me. Anyway, one day when I was 8 years old, my mother... I went out to play in the park.
Hey, go on!
I just saw it. It'd be the same day Charles Whitman. He climbed to the top of the University of Texas Tower and started shooting strangers.
And you was with her?
Sure was. You see, the thing is, Dwight, I didn't hear any shots. I didn't hear any of them. And one minute I'm walking with my mother, and all of a sudden, chest explodes. She hits the ground, right? And I'm just looking at her. Her forearm flies off. Her hip explodes. And I'm not hearing any shots, right?
Boom!
Chest explodes, right? I spent all goddamn day lying flat on the grass, being eaten alive by fucking ants and thinking, what happened to my mom? You know? And ever since then, I've had a strong opinion about the psychopathic fringe that thrives today in America's fast food culture. I tend not to exhibit the self-discipline, you know, becoming of a peace officer.
You got it right, Jack. You got it right. Say, you don't mind, do you, if I call you Jack? Yes.
Sweat of lovers.